They all know me. I don't have to be on.
I think those were you just talking about things. They weren't events. This is an event, and it will go up. But just, it has to.
Well, I wouldn't say. Depends on me.
It may have discounted it some. It's gone up some in anticipation.
Yeah, but the China thing hasn't really hit the news until this week.
This week.
With all the...
Because I went in the bookstore over here to get a Valentine today, and the whole front table where they put the best sellers usually and everything is all books on China. The Doubleday bookstore, whatever it is.
The date of your full announcement?
4th, 5th, and 6th, that weekend.
You had your broadcast at 7. So we had quite a week.
Yeah.
Then we had our press conference. Oh, what was that? We're different.
I don't think this might have still done.
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
I suspect it didn't. I would guess from the poll.
Bomb alarm.
Probably went up.
I mean, bombs off. I'm for that.
I'm not so sure that people mind that. But
I don't think you have.
They did mind bomb. That's
sort of escalating.
Not at all.
It's funny, for some reason, the press plays that as escalating the war.
Part of the reason was that I felt at the time that someone could recall as my intuition here. Going for 5 days.
That was
because after 3 days of this, but by the time it was 5 days, every single official,
yeah,
was right in line.
No question.
He voted for it, you see.
No,
of course, here we've been going for a longer than that.
Yeah, but that's
south. Yeah.
South Vietnam.
Yeah, that's different.
They're trying to make it a big issue, but I don't think people care that much about it.
No, you got it. You get a delay in the offensive because that's really been built up. People and the press are both expecting a big offensive.
But one thing about it, got it or not, but even if the offensive is demolished, we can claim all the reasons demolished because of the bombing.
I'd be amazed if there was a significant offensive before the 17th, or whatever we mean.
After you get your notion.
I don't think so. Unless they're sending us a note to throw us off.
You have to remember 2 weeks ago you were just hoping the offensive would delay each day.
That's right. As it is now, Mr. President, the closer it comes to our being in China, the more they will lose the impact they are hoping for.
That's right.
I don't care if they take play two in Khartoum next week. That won't compete with you being in the Forbidden City on television.
I think they made a mistake if they were planning to hit right at the time of your visit. The time you had done it was last week.
Yeah, it really infuriated the Chinese.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
They don't want to.
You will see, Mr. President, when you ride alone with Joe in the car. Certainly, I wonder whether on those occasions we should stick an American interpreter in so that we get a record.
No.
Because we ought to have a record.
Okay.
Well, they'll have an interpreter.
What are we going to use? State Department interpreter, we decided to do that.
Well, if something made them believe it. We don't know yet what reception they're putting on.
Why would we?
Well, as long as they got cameras on this trailer, then it may be because there's got to be something.
Well, there's now an indication that the motorcade may stop at the square.
Yeah, that's their normal procedure. Their normal procedure is that the motorcade starts and there's a formal reception there.
But we don't dare to stop. Don't count on your normal eventing operation. We don't know what's going on.
Certainly, I would strongly recommend, Mr. President, that in your first encounter with Chinese crowds, we remain rather aloof and not try to approach them.
It's kind of come high. I know how to feel like you have very, very naturally.
Because they're not used to that.
Well, plus the fact that you have the ideal opportunities for some people stuff in Hangzhou and Shanghai.
Exactly.
Which would be at the end of the visit.
The ideal would be
anyway.
If we can get Zhou to agree to put out the communique either Friday night or Saturday morning.
In Peking,
we'll be home free then, because then they have an excuse for public demonstrations. There's a physical agreement. It's natural to put it out in Peking.
Well, apparently they're not putting up the satellite in Shanghai now.
No, they're not.
I mean the ground station, whatever it is. There's some questions as to whether they are or not. The main one is in Peking, and then they all of a sudden came up with another one in Shanghai, and now it's not so sure whether they're going to do that. Which would be good, I would think, because that would mean you're not going for the.
But